Hey girl, you trying to hit this?
Ugh, you know exactly what I need.
Guys, happy Tuesday. It's your favorite girls, Jamie Lee.
And Emily Wade.
As you can tell, our sobriety's not going well.
No, it's not going well at all, but happy New Year again, boys and girls. We appreciate you tuning in.
Yeah, the real New Year's in March anyways, but we did drink with Uncle Laser. And that means we're in Boston while we're recording this. And we are at my sister's boyfriend's house in his basement. Welcome to my sister, Tyler, 47.
Sorry. Jim, they haven't let me out in 92 days.
I've been locked up in this basement.
Luckily, it's pretty warm.
It is pretty warm down here.
I know. I'm really excited that they're here in my little safe space.
This is your third time on the pod.
I know. Third time. Big three. Good things come in threes. And same with bad.
Except
things.
2023. That year sucked.
Oh my God. Yeah.
2023?
Absolutely.
How was 2023 for you guys?
It was pretty intense, I would say. I mean, we started it off. It was a pretty good time. I mean, we had your birthday. We immediately were in Miami, so that was a good time. But obviously, some bad things happened in February. But it was
some bad things just like spiraled. It was like the snowball. Like I felt like I was in Crash Bandicoot, and I'm running from like the rock that's behind me, rolling.
Crash Bandicoot's a little raccoon looking guy.
Yeah,
not Sonic though.
No, yeah.
Yeah, but like the tall,
he's like a fox
one.
Or something, right?
One? Yeah.
No, that's Sonic.
No, he was blue too, though.
Crash?
Wait,
right?
Was he
didn't
orange
he have blue
and blue?
Something?
Maybe he was orange.
No, he's orange.
Wait,
he's like
know.
An orange fox.
I think like a blue bandana.
Oh, maybe that.
Was Crash Bandicoot a crip?
Oh, man. Let's find out. Hold on. Crash Band. I have that on my Nintendo
Switch. This is like
Switch.
The Mandela effect. Like, I'm picturing like a blue bandana. I don't know why.
No, I also, that's kind of what I picture too. Like blue collar.
He had blue jeans on.
Oh.
Oh. Wait, what did he look like?
Hold on.
I also, like, I'm not over the setup.
Okay.
Yeah, like a red fox and blue.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I was picturing orange and blue.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's
wow.
me.
That's you.
That was my 2023.
No, it was a good year.
I think it was a good year.
I'm trying to refrain from talking about diarrhea.
The last time I was on your podcast, I was like, Tyler, you've been talking about shit and drugs a lot. And she was, would you
all
say?
All I do is shit and do drugs. I don't know what this podcast wants from me.
You made up a song for Nolan last time you were on the pod.
Oh my God. I actually like reflect on that a lot. And I'm like, I have freestyled so many really good songs for him about Moshi, about him, about so many
things.
You gotta
start hitting record.
I really
do.
And I really could make him a full parody song at this time, but that song that I sang on that episode was so trash. Like, that was...
You know what? You kind of remind me of Phoebe from Friends. And she got, like, famous during Friends for the Smelly Cat song. And if you came out with, like, a parody for Mochi, that would be so cute.
Smelly dog.
Smelly dog.
I would be lying if I said I hadn't been compared to that woman in my life before.
To Phoebe?
So many characters.
Like a hotter
Alana
version.
Alana from Broad City, number one character I get compared to. Tucci's like, you are her.
If I were a fictional character, who would I be? Like, personality-wise, not looks.
Oh my God. Why do I feel like...
Donkey Kong?
I don't know why, but I'm like picturing...
like the sad donkey and Pooh Bear?
Eeyore?
Eeyore? No, just
no,
kidding.
No way. No way. I was picturing like kind of quiet, kind of like not pessimistic, but like kind of like intimidating.
What about...
What's her name?
What
Dora?
If you were Timon and I'm Pumbaa?
Oh my God, no.
Who's our Simba? Ray.
Yeah, the golden child.
Oh no, I'm so sorry.
You know Ray, right?
I have to make sure it's not the
Yeah, she's met Ray.
Yes.
Ray Day.
Raymond?
Mm-hmm.
Raymond.
I know, Raymond? That made me immediately think of Aquamarine. Wait.
Raymond Sherman.
Yeah, I was
Sherman.
Wait, why am I forgetting
Sherwood. Ray Sherwood.
He's
okay,
Handsome
Ray
Shrek.
Sherwood.
Handsome
yeah,
Shrek.
Yeah, duh. Yeah. Definitely looks like Handsome Shrek.
Yeah.
Definitely. No, but I love Ray.
So you think Goodbye. He's handsome?
So you think he looks like Shrek?
No, but
she's like, hee hee.
Love Ray. We all love Ray.
We love Ray.
No, when I saw him at your live show, when I saw his face, I think maybe you guys made a joke about him or something.
Oh, yeah. I made the whole crowd boo him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because he was late. He was late. I go, everyone boo Ray.
Get that motherfucker.
Yeah, and they were like, you were fucking late. And then I look, and I'm like, oh my God, Ray, okay, someone in this crowd that I know. So then I was like, okay, come, like, sit with me and Nico and Sue. So he's good vibes. Definitely does look like Handsome Shrek.
It's a little, for sure.
And that ends our Ray Sherwood segment of the episode. Tune in next week. What is wrong with me to find out more?
I feel the same way.
Maybe it was that random weed a fan gave Uncle Laser, then he gave it to us.
You know, I got to stop trusting people who are like, here's weed. I just smoke it. I never question it.
And me either. I didn't even read the label.
I always question things. I didn't know that was given to you by a stranger. Let me smoke it.
He seemed like a nice guy. He was the guy with the long hair who was dancing with you and talking to you the whole night.
Oh my God, no, love Zach. He was nice. Like, yeah, honestly, him and the kid that we met, I think that they came together. Not sure. They were good vibes.
We should tell everyone what happened. So
yeah, I was going to say.
We had our show at Laugh Boston with Uncle Laser, and, you know, we were anxiety ridden. So,
oh my God.
Yeah.
So we did get a vape. It's only 3% and it's clear, and we're throwing them out before we even get on the flight. Excuse me, back home.
I might die.
Definitely drank. It was like a celebratory night. Everyone came out. We invited all of the fans to Scorpion Bar. We got multiple free bottles. We went up to the Grand, the club, and then like the fans were with us.
We got trashed. Personally, I got trashed.
I fled the scene. Everyone thought I got fucking kicked out. I fled. I was like, I gotta go.
No, you told me that you were leaving.
Good.
And then you told me
like,
too.
And then one of like our friends, Mike, was like, Jamie's sister got kicked out of the club tonight. And I was like, what are you talking about? And he's like, yeah, she got kicked out by a bouncer. I was like, I don't think so.
He probably saw the bouncer trying to assault me. I was like, oh my God, like she's getting grabbed by this man and taken out. That's probably what it was. And then I went to say goodbyes.
Oh, so there was a security guard who came from another club and came to see Uncle Laser at the Grand, and he was apparently getting handsy.
With a lot of people, apparently.
He had to go.
I'm happy it wasn't just...
And my friend looks at me and he's like, this guy keeps touching women and Laser's pissed. And I look at Laser and he has laser eyes. And he's so angry. And he's like, I don't like guys who touch fucking women. Get him out of here. That's true. I had to look at I'm kicking out this like 6'4" black man. And I'm to be like, you have to go. You have to leave our table. I'm like, where's the security getting him out?
He was such good vibes. I have to say that. I did not get that vibe from him before. I feel like that was the second time that I had met him. So to see him, like he already saw me with Nolan before. So you've seen me with my boyfriend, my partner, whatever. So I feel like regardless, single woman shouldn't. You know what I mean?
Shouldn't be touching random people.
No, you shouldn't be fucking touching people regardless. But you have seen me with my partner. I've been nice to you. It's not flirting. It's not giving you any other type of idea, whatever. And then you see me another time when I'm alone. And then you think it's okay to put your hands on me. That makes me a little uncomfortable.
I just
kind of was like frozen. We're talking about this on the podcast.
There's nothing we can do. Because if we're nice to them, then they think we're flirting. And if we're mean, then they think we're flirting. So like, what are we supposed to do?
So yeah. So luckily that was... Love Uncle Laser for that. It is the bare minimum to protect women. But
he's super about protecting women. He's all about women.
He was very sweet. Good vibes.
Hide your cats from Uncle Laser, but he's great with women.
Hide your cats?
Oh, did you see that clip where he was like, I used to take cats from rich neighborhoods and ransom them back to their owners? And he was like, I made $79,000 in one month, in one summer doing
that. Show me the money.
The record.
That's actually a very smart idea. I will tell this story actually, because I think I'm allowed to. So my teacher, I won't say her name, but I love her. She was a very redhead. She looked like Miss Frizzle. Very
I'm not going to say her name, but I'm going to describe her.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, here's her social.
What's her address?
I actually do know what street she lives on, but everyone in Hall loved her. She was just hilarious. She'd just shoot the shit with you. She could definitely like, whatever. She would fuck with you back, like whatever. She told us this whole story about how she lived in like, I think Alabama with her like abusive ex-boyfriend. And she was like, I'm sick of this. I need to leave. But the neighbor had a dog that they would kind of like neglect, and it would always be outside. She'd always go feed it, always give it water. They were just like pieces of shit. So she's like, fuck this dude. I'm putting this dog in my truck and I'm fucking leaving. And she drove back to Massachusetts and she still has this dog. to this very day.
Oh my god, that's so sweet. I almost did that actually. Install somebody's Persian cat.
Okay.
Well, they were abusing her. They kept her in a basement that had no heat. They
like us right now. Nolan, yeah. What are you doing keeping us down here?
No, it's warm. We're warm.
Say, I'm actually like hot right now.
No,
so
but they kept her in a basement and they didn't comb her mats out and her eyes got gunky and I wanted to steal her, but they would have come after me.
Whose basement were you at? I'm like,
are you in a random basement? Yeah.
Because I lived with them.
Oh.
And that was a family where their son sexually assaulted me.
I was going to say, right up the street from me.
They were like, we don't believe in that shit. And I was like, all right.
You should have stole their cat.
No, you totally. We can still go do it. They're up the road.
A pussy for a pussy.
Don't ever say that again.
We start like a cult of all the women who have been sexually assaulted, and we go to our abusers' houses and steal their animals.
Yeah,
they don't deserve to have pets.
No. Oh my god, no. If you can't like, if you can, what's the word? Like, not respect just human life. Like, I do not trust you with a fucking animal. Absolutely not. That's not.
No.
Speaking of pets.
Oh,
I got a pet duck.
You won at the game that nobody wins at.
I the claw game. I got a duck, and then I spent $25 on another game, gambling, trying to win a GoPro. And you know, R.I.P. to that $25.
I wish I told y'all not to do that because I tried so many times at that Squishmallow machine. Like every time, I'm like,
I
want to
play that
another
one.
Fucking 25 points, another 25 points.
Me too, like, at the Squishmallow, but it's too. It's there's no grip.
No, it's rigged. It is rigged. They don't want you to win. They don't want you to win. Continue to drink and buy these fucking card things.
If anybody can get that Squishmallow, I will pay you $2,000.
Go to King's.
You could literally get Squishmallows at the gas station.
But it's like the knowledge that it came from that machine.
That's true.
I want it to come from that machine in Massachusetts, and I want it to be the Hammerhead Shark Squishmallow, and I will accept nothing less. We've been all around Massachusetts. We went to Kowloon with Laser, which is like an iconic Boston restaurant. I've actually never been there before in my 25 years of living in Boston.
Me either. And I was like, why is this place so big? And why do I have to trek a football field to get from my car to the restaurant?
And why are there Celtics players in the restaurant signing baseballs? Like what? I mean, basketballs.
I don't
what
know
is happening?
Celtics players signing baseballs.
Why are they signing baseballs? Isn't that not what they play?
Oh my god.
Yeah, I don't know what the hype is about. Like, I get it. Like, it's a staple. Like, white trash America, Massachusetts, North Shore. We love it. Hooters is right there.
I've never been to Hooters.
I love Hooters. I remember we went there for the first time when Jamie was touring Quinnipiac. And I remember being like, I'm going to go here. Like, because it was like, whatever. We go to Hooters and they like asked both of us if we wanted to work there and if we wanted applications. And they were like, she's 14. And I was like, yeah, these are double D's. So they were like, we'll get her in a few years. We'll get her in a few years.
That's so funny. Like,
but yeah, so I've always wanted to work there.
I feel like I need to work at Hooters at like one point in my life before I get my
reduction.
There's
a Hooters in Coral Gables.
Okay.
That would be fun. Like maybe two nights a week.
Yeah, maybe that's what you do 2 nights a week. Maybe you find your sugar daddy at the Coral Gables Hooters.
At Hooters?
You think sugar daddies
are going to be at Hooters?
They're looking for the titties. I'm like an old man. I mean, I guess if I'm looking for classy pussy, I'm going to like.
You don't think businessmen, the way that businessmen go to golf courses, they don't also go to Hooters?
Yeah. I mean, businessmen go anywhere. You'd be surprised.
They really do.
Yeah, businessmen do be doing business.
Yeah,
at Hooters. I always want to be classy pussy, but I feel like I'm still Quincy Mass pussy.
Yeah.
Like, till the day I die.
Get me a fucking.
Yeah, I'm traumatized Boston pussy, I feel like.
Traumatized Boston, did you say?
Yeah, like I.
That's the best pussy.
Just like you can tell we're from, like being here, I'm like, it makes sense we're from Boston. Just like our personalities, our attitudes.
It tracks.
Like, when I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? Like, things like that. Like,
yeah.
Just little conversation things.
Stab you. But like, in Boston, so like the way we, okay, I have to say this. The way people interact in Boston, we will be like, fuck you. Your mother's a whore. Fuck you. I'm going to fuck you up. Skull fuck you. The whole nine.
Yeah.
But like,
the whole nine is Boston.
The whole nine. Nobody has to actually fucking throw hands. But in Miami, you say one thing to someone, they're like, all right, I'm going to fucking stab you outside. And it's like, dude, we don't need to do that. I think we need to go to group therapy and we need to figure this out. Maybe just swear at me back and that could feel good.
No, like, I think we need to bring back dueling.
No,
dueling. We need to be able to fight
like on
people.
A horse with a, okay, yeah, yeah. Like a or horse like and swords. Swords.
Like,
yeah,
why can't I swing on somebody and not get in trouble?
I do think like it's stupid that you, it. If you hit somebody, like you get arrested.
I think assault. About that all the time. Don't get me wrong. There are so many times where you shouldn't hit somebody. Use your words, go to fucking therapy. But if a bitch has never been hit in her fucking face before, and she needs to be hit in her fucking face, like you can tell this girl never physically fought her mom in high school, beat her ass. And honestly, it depends on who the person is.
It builds character. Like being abused
you
as
need
a child. Like
I got hit in the face by my best friend when I was 15. Don't get me wrong. I did not deserve it. Girl really needed therapy. She loved her to death. Whatever. But she hit me in the face for no reason. And I just remember being like, that's why your mom likes me more than you. And she always tells me that she's sad that you're her daughter. And then I walked back to the house and she called me over to smoke a cigarette with her. And then she was like, you ate that. Like, that was a fucking hot hit, and you ate that. Like, mom, like, completely trauma bonding on me. And I was like, okay, she's proud of me. I took the hit. She hit me in the face once. She'll never hit me again. Like, and that was what I just kind of forgave her after that. But that's, like, Boston.
It's so
I got in a fight in middle school.
I got in a fight at L Street Park, and you guys are fine after that. You know what I mean?
It took us a while to be fine, but I was also like, why are we even fighting? We're best friends, and I'm not going to fight you. And she's like, the entire school's here to watch me fight you. So I think there's also the ego thing where she can't back down from the fight
children.
Now. And I'm like, no, I believe in love. And I'm like, and I was like, I'm not fighting you. You're my friend. And I just like kind of let her attack me. I was like, I'm not going to be the person who fights back. You're going to be the
That's
person
stronger.
Who's coming after me for no reason.
Mm. That. Ooh, I've been there.
I feel like I used to be way more healed as a kid, and then I was bullied out of thinking it was the right thing to do,
yeah.
And now I like adjusted.
No, dude.
Now I'm swinging back to physical violence.
I'm swinging back to
In 2024, we choose violence.
Yeah, violence solves everything. Like,
violence solves everything.
I remember my most non-violent friend, Nicole Duran. I'm name-dropping her because she's a fucking angel, and she deserves to be name-dropped on this podcast because there's nothing negative I have to say about her. And one time I was at work and I was like texting her just trying to vent about it. And I was like, I need to beat this girl's ass. And she was like, you know what, Tyler? Like, I think you're a really good person. And if you think that like you should beat her up, I think you should beat her up. And I was like, thank you, Nicole. Like,
I needed that validation.
I needed that validation. Also, if Nicole Duran is telling me to beat your ass, you deserve to get your ass beat. Like, she would never hurt a fly. So that's how I feel about her.
Unless that fly deserved to get his ass beat.
Yeah. Who's the last person you wanted to fight?
Oh,
I can't name their name because they're in comedy.
Like a man or a woman?
A man. And believe me, I would have won that fight.
Oh,
I already know who it is.
Hands down, bro.
I already know who it is, right? The guy who's like, he's dying?
He's a guy.
Dying?
Oh, no.
You want to
oh, not the dying one?
Not the dying one. But I would have beat his ass too.
The dying one.
He has a disease.
Like, and then he's like dying or something, and he just like gets drunk and he's definitely on pills, and he just like slides in our DMs and says like sexual shit, and then we have to see him at Mike's, and then Emily was like, fuck, put on her story, fuck comics who like sexualize us every time I get on stage and they talk about my tits or like then slide in my DMs
like,
after
or slap my
doesn't
ass
matter if you're dying
shows.
Don't fucking sexualize me,
and then he DMs her and he's like, fuck you stupid bitch.
And it's like that DM I sent you is funnier than any material I've ever heard you do. And then he comes up to me at a comedy show like 2 weeks later and he's like, hey Emily. And I look at him, I go, I hope you don't think we're ever going to be good again. And just like walk away.
And he was trying to say hi to me and I just like won't look at him. He's
that
like,
that is the equivalent to a man who hits on you and then says, fuck you, you ugly slut. I never wanted to get my dick sucked by you anyways. Why are you in my fucking message requests, bro? Like,
you do
what?
Want your dick sucked.
You do want your dick sucked. And now you're fucking mad and deflecting. Oh my God. Defensive ass little
pussy.
Boy.
It always happens.
Oh my God.
It is
sad.
We love fighting people.
No, I know. I know. I was thinking, I was like, who's the last person I want to fight? And I was like, my answer was probably a man. I don't know. Anyone who I actually want to get physical with. I feel like I've grown out of that part of my life. But
oh, I'll probably say my brother.
Oh my God, David. David, love you to death.
Right in the kisser.
Love you so much.
I was like, that's the last person I wanted to hit.
No, but
that's so funny.
No, but that's like different because we were just talking about the way that we used to fight as kids, and it was very intense.
You guys would
like
beat each other up.
I remember I threw a coin, like a quarter, across the room.
A quarter
across the room, and it hit him directly in the eye. Never see mom jump up at me to beat my ass so quickly. That was like, she was like, you almost just took out his eye. Like, this isn't funny. Maybe 2 years, within the next 2 years, you remember how we would straighten our hair in the hallway with the, like, the mirror? Oh my God, that was the most awful place to straighten your fucking hair, in the hallway of our house.
Yeah.
And so I took the cord out and I fucking swung it, and it literally smacks David in the eye. Another time, see my mom, same way, get up, like, almost beat my ass. Like, dude, it was these, and honestly, those were probably the only two times I was scared of when I heard him. Okay, actually, I'll tell you this, okay, because I can't get incriminated. We were children.
One day, we hear the police come up, they're like, Tyler Simmons,
for hurting like a child when I was a child. So David and I were fighting, and I wrapped a towel around his face. I made it like so tight to his face. And Mason waterboarded me after I got my septum pierced in 2016. And Mason held, like, they held me down. Him, Riley, and David. And Mason, they poured the water over the cloth. And I remember I tried to get up, and Mason smashed my face back down to the thing so I wouldn't move. But I just got my nose pierced. So I was like clawing at their faces and like clawing at their shirts, because not because I was getting grounded, but because he was like smashing my brand new piercing into my face. Like, oh my God. So whatever. So it was like that. I have the towel wrapped
just got
around
waterboarded.
His leg or his face, whatever. And you can see like the outline of his face through the thing, and you see him stick his tongue out. And I pulled his tongue so fucking hard. I ripped the motherfucker's tongue web. And mom was like,
you ripped his tongue thing.
Yeah, I did.
His tongue tie?
His tongue tie.
I ripped it open.
Oh my God.
Literally, I don't know if I should have like invented that. That was crazy, but I'm not kidding. We fought like to no end. Like, no. I remember there was times where I was on top of David. I was like choking him out. And I was like, do I just kill him? Like, love you, David. But David also taking some crazy swings at us. So,
dude.
Like, I think I said it to
like, what are your memories of me? Because I don't have childhood.
Maybe this was the thing that I said to him, and he was like, that was funny. I was like, Jamie punched me so hard one time in the fucking shoulder, it felt like a flu shot. And he like was like, that was funny. I think that's what it was.
Oh, because you like described it as a metaphor.
No, but it felt like a flu shot. Like, I know exaggeration.
I punched you?
You punched me one time. Maybe I was a freshman in high school and I was fucking with Jamie. And I'm just like, yeah, I'm getting bigger now. I got boobs.
Oh.
I can fight you, motherfucker. And you punched me just like a boom, and you can hear it. It was like a rat jumping off of a dumpster late at night. Like, and I've heard someone use that kind of description of like the thump. Like, it was like that. It was you could literally hear it in the room, and I'm not even kidding. And just the immediate ache, like there was medicine or something in my fucking
there was
shoulder.
Medicine.
It made me feel so
sore.
Did
I used to hit you guys?
Jamie, barely, because she fucking throws punches like that. I was like, I am not fighting you. I'm going to fight someone my own size like David.
That's true. That makes sense why the moment I punched mom in the face, she was like, I'm not fucking with you ever again.
And
she
honestly
was scared. I was like, apparently I got a good punch.
All right, kids out there watching, if your parents are hitting you, once you get to a certain age, fight back, because they'll stop hitting you.
They will.
They will really stop hitting you. And I hate to say it, don't want to tell kids to fight back, but like, don't take the abuse, and always tell a trusted adult. Speaking of Gypsy Rose,
shit in their bed.
Yeah, no, I literally the moment I was so afraid to stand up to mom, because she like put so much fear in me of like what would happen if I stood up. But then I finally stood up after, as I got a little older, and then I was like, oh, I have the power now.
Yeah,
I'm the boss, baby.
No, straight up,
this is my house.
Hit them, get someone involved. It cannot be much worse than the alternative. You do not have to say
no. It can get worse.
It can get worse. Okay, actually, I'm so sorry, Emily. We're going back to the
beginning of Gypsy Rose.
I know, seriously. We love her.
We love that Gypsy Rose just got released.
No, fucking free Gypsy.
I'm so happy. She's a free woman as of December 28th, 2023.
I know. That, like, me and Nolan, like, every day I'd be like, how do you feel about Gypsy? And he'd be like, babe, I don't think I care about this as much as you do. And I go, you not giving a fuck about Gypsy is my Roman Empire. Don't ever say that to me again. Like,
do you think Gypsy Rose is like a woman thing? Like, do men know about her?
I think that men know about her, but like, even Christina's boyfriend, I don't think knew about her really. And like, once she was getting released, she was like, okay, we have to watch the act. Like, it's a, unfortunately, I feel like, it more strikes a, what's it, like a...
I feel like when women get abused, we internalize it different. And when men get abused, they're like, I'm just going to work it away.
Yeah, men really need to get hurt to be better men?
No.
Yeah.
No.
I kind of feel like they do. I feel like I went through pain and now I'm a better person.
I think that we should just be nicer to men. Truly, don't get me wrong, I'm not fucking saying... We love all men. Like, that's not what I'm saying at all. I think that if the system was nicer to them in the sense where they were able to be emotional like us, mm-hmm. and then they wouldn't have all this repressed anger, all the generational trauma from their fathers, like, just not being able to feel the things that they feel and betraying themselves in the process consistently.
Facts. That's I see. All. No cap.
No, but like, obviously, so fuck, sad.
Not fuck really. All men, but like, fuck the men that do fucked up things. But unfortunately, yeah.
fuck all it was people all who do built fucked like up this, shit.
You know what I mean? So I think that maybe.
And though we started this podcast off of choose violence, fight people.
I know, and then we're like, but I actually do feel bad for the men.
But now
like,
go back to therapy.
Yeah. Are men the one with repressed anger or are women the ones with repressed anger?
No, I think we're both repressed anger and the system just wants us to fight each other. So they're dividing us, men and women, when we just need to come together and.
It's because we're overpopulated.
We're not overpopulated.
You don't think so?
Not in this basement.
Not in this
we're good.
I mean, if you do count all of Nolan's ghosts that are here.
He has ghosts?
Honestly, the basement feels cleaner energy than the living room.
It feels safe.
Yeah, down here.
Wait, really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's so funny. So, like, I feel like we're all very sensitive to, like, spooky energies. I'm not a basement person. And this is the one basement I genuinely feel, like, safe in. And I'm still kind of, like, coming in it occasionally by myself, but... The fact that you were like, oh my God, I saw that basement. I do not fuck with basements. Nope. And then once you came down and said that it was good, I was like, okay, I actually feel like I can relax.
No, I like
when
it.
You told me that you felt good in here, I was like, okay, I never have to worry about it again. But also, like, he has a lovely family. So I feel like, I don't know, a house had passed down in generations. I don't think that's like scary.
I know, we're just traumatized from our house.
Yeah. And the energy
every time I would go back to our house, I would be like, oh my God.
This is scary.
It's as if there was like a portal from Stranger Things, like in the wall that's getting bigger and bigger. And like, and then finally one day everything comes out and you're like, oh, this house is doomed. Like there's no going back.
Oh,
horrifying energy.
I had a fucking Holocaust memorial. In my basement. It was so creepy.
Wait, that is so fucking scary.
Yeah. And you probably cope with trauma, with humor.
And we're back.
And we're back. Yeah, we are back.
You're so natural at like, you know when to turn to the camera and shit.
Hi. So we're talking about.
What are we talking about?
How our house is fucking scary.
Oh, I thought we were talking about Gypsy Rose.
Well,
we were saying the Holocaust thing.
Well, yeah. You were saying how your like house was like a Holocaust memorial or something like that.
Oh, yeah. It was fucking creepy. It looked like a gas chamber. It had chains in my basement. It was so scary. And there was George, the ghost, in my basement. And he would like make rattling noises and push shit over. I didn't like George, but we came to an agreement by the end of my tenure in that house.
George.
What was the agreement?
I did my laundry and he let me be.
Stop.
That's all I needed from him.
I don't like that. I'm like, sorry, George. We're not going to be friends. Get the fuck out of the basement while I do my
laundry. Things in our house were not named George. They were named.
No. Like,
I named him George.
They put me in the basement in fifth grade. And I remember being like, I don't fucking like it down here. I was very sensitive to the energy.
Our basement was terrifying.
It was so scary.
They put me in the basement really young, too.
I know.
And I, before it was finished, and Dad would walk downstairs and he goes, do you hear that? And I'd go, what? And he goes, those are the screams of the children in the walls. They built the whole like basement out of bones of children that were killed here. And they're all in the walls. And he's like, can you hear them crying out for you? And I'm like, he would just fuck with me.
Yeah, he'd also call Mom Hitler. So I can understand why you would fuck with you like that. Like, oh
no,
my
dads
God.
Are such assholes. My dad used to like fucking tell me that somebody was gonna murder me. He pretended he was a werewolf and that he turned into a werewolf every month, and I believed him.
My dad would pretend to be a wolf
because he had a hairy chest. I was like, he's a werewolf, and then he would like turn into a werewolf and start like screaming at me and chasing me around the house. And yeah, parents are fucked up.
Wait, I'm so sorry. I remember when Twilight was coming out. This was probably sixth grade. So maybe 2011, 2010, you were dating your high school boyfriend. And I remember you guys were in the basement, like the room with the purple and white tile, not the family room. And he pretended he was a werewolf. And he told me he was a werewolf. And I was so fucking scared. And I was probably
my boyfriend?
In fifth or sixth grade. Yeah. Yeah. He probably learned that
from his dad.
No,
he
looked, like
he didn't have one.
No, but he flat out was like, "I'm a werewolf," and you convinced me that he was a werewolf, and you were like, "You can't tell mom." I'm not even kidding. Ethan and you scared the shit out of me, and then not even later, like they tell me he's a werewolf. Later on in life, he fucking sneaks through the laundry room door into Jamie's room, and I wake up and there's a man standing over me and Jamie's bodies because Jamie was scared of the ghost or
I'd make her sleep with me.
She'd make me sleep with her. Mm-hmm. That's how I know you're not fucking around, because like I'm sensitive to energy too. The fact that like my older sister was more logical.
Dude, I make Emily sleep with me sometimes.
Yeah, no, it's
still
so real. And like I respected you every time you'd ask me. I'm like, wow, an adult who was brave enough to ask her little sister to sleep with her. Because I was so scared of everything.
Like 16.
To the point where like David will be like, oh, this apartment will be amazing for you. You can see every room from each room. I'm like,
I was like 16, but I had my shit together before college. I think after college is like when my shit hit the fan. But I was like, I dressed like a substitute teacher.
Yeah, she did.
I was sober. I didn't like, I had all my shit together. And then Tyler was just like, I'm crazy. Like,
I'm an alcoholic. I'm in seventh grade. I want to do coke. And she's like, oh my God, like this is not good. You're a high risk young teen. But she really was giving like substitute teacher vibes.
Well, that's why I go a little crazy now.
It made me feel valid though about the ghost stuff, because I was like, if my older sister is feeling the same energy, something is going on.
And it's not because I'm on drugs or drinking or anything.
Exactly. So
I had my stepmom who believed in ghosts and shit, and I was the only one besides her who noticed it, but she had dementia, so I was like, am I going crazy too? Because I can't trust her judgment.
No,
because that bitch is tapped.
Oh, that's sad though.
What were your
like,
ghosts
everyone's
like
valid.
Like, did you have demonic ghosts, or did you just have ghosts? Like, there's like, I think our house had demonic.
We had demonic energy in our house for sure. There was like things I saw in that house where I was like, this is not. We got to write a book. Like, we definitely got to write a book.
I remember when mom was talking about Nana one time. It was, like, in the middle of the night, and Nana had, like, we had a giant picture frame of Nana, yeah. And it fell, and it broke everything, but Nana's frame, mom's angel stayed intact. Like, she had one of those, like, Christmas angels that turn that are really creepy.
I remember that one.
But, like, the ceramic faces, that stayed intact, and then Nana's photo, like, the glass broke, but everything. Or I don't even think the glass broke. I think Nana's thing stayed perfectly intact with everything else on the table smashed.
That scares me so bad. I love her, though.
She was talking about Nana. It's creepy.
That is fucking creepy. But also, like, I live in the house where Nana died, and I love it. Like, I'm like, Nana's here. Like, I don't know. I feel, like, very with her.
Close to her?
Yeah, this is the only house I didn't feel like that insane paranoia. Well, because you grow up in a house like that and then you have a disorder where your brain's telling you that's probably kind of happening. Mm-hmm. So I was very scared to leave like certain rooms for a long time in my life, because like I was like a fucking 18 year old in a 20 year old's body. It wasn't that different. You know what I mean? It was same brain. So I had the same kind of like vibes. And that was the first house that I didn't feel like I was looking over my shoulder every time. Like, I was like, you know what? My Nana's here. Like, my Nana will tell any motherfucker to fuck off. My Nana Thady Whitey Bulger, all right? She'll tell these fucking spirits to fuck off. That's what mom said. I don't know if she actually dated Whitey Bulger. But.
No, yeah, they said that Whitey Bulger was trying to date Nana.
Oh, okay.
And
yeah,
Nana
yeah.
wanted nothing to do with
she
that.
She was a bad bitch.
And she was like, get out of my house. And they, like, broke down their door and shit.
That so Nana wouldn't said. Be a mafia wife?
Nana was not about the mafia wife. She was like, I'm trying to do better for my kids.
Aww. I'd be like, that's how I do better for my kids. I stand by my man.
Yeah.
I murder people with my man, bro.
I mean, honestly, like, would you date Whitey Bulger?
No. Yes. Oh.
I love how both of you answered immediately and you go, no. Like, I was kind of like not considering it, but I was like, oh, is this a safe space? I don't know. Like, I want
okay,
to feel
but
safe
like the
my
three, six...
He looked like Johnny Depp.
No,
yeah.
The 365 movie where he's like a mafia king, but he's the sexiest man alive and like super dominant
Never
and great in bed and has a giant dick. Like, will take me on his yacht everywhere. Like, live the
what
classy
did he do?
Mafia life.
Doesn't he have access to weed if he's a mafia guy? Like, absolutely, I'll marry you.
Yeah.
Free weed?
Fuck me in international
prenup, bro.
Wait, I'm confused. What did he do?
Who?
He was in the mafia? Was he Italian?
Whitey Bulger?
Bro, I don't know.
It was like the Irish. I think it's the Irish mafia.
Yeah,
he
was the Irish mob.
Yeah.
I would
love to date an Irish
mob. Yeah.
The IRA? Is that
the
same thing?
Yeah.
My ex-boyfriend.
It's so funny.
I lost my virginities to dad. Work for
it's
the,
so funny because
IRA
in college, I was in the Inter-Residence Association.
Like, I'm in the IRA.
So it was IRA. And I remember coming home in my IRA gear and my mom, like, being the Irish woman, she goes, what the fuck are you wearing? And I'm like taking photos with my IRA shirts and like
Jews.
In Boston. And every time I wore it out in Boston, I got looks and people would come up to me and be like, why the fuck are you wearing that? And I'm like, Inter-Residence Association.
No. Oh my God.
Yeah.
No, actually, now that I remember it, he definitely was talking about the IRA because he said something about bombs. I think he said that his dad helped make bombs for the IRA. And I shouldn't be talking about this on the podcast, but this is fucking hilarious. I haven't talked to him since I was like probably
who?
Fucking my first boyfriend that I lost my virginity to.
Wait, don't
in
even
high
say
school.
That.
That's
no,
why
so
really
one of my
rich
friends
now.
in middle school, she I'm trying to think if you know who I'm talking about. But she said we were convinced her dad was in the Italian mob. Because she was like, he keeps saying he goes to like a warehouse to work. And
I
like,
feel like I know who you're talking about.
No.
Oh.
Did you say Giovanna?
Yeah.
No.
Wasn't that the girl who like went to school with Justin Bieber? Oh. Oh.
Yeah,
we
and then,
can cut it if we need to.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Like, you know the fruit, you know the fruit store?
Wait, what's that called? The Little Center?
It's like the fruit shop right off of Morrissey Boulevard.
Lambert's.
Yeah, I wasn't going to say it.
Wait, where's Morrissey?
Morrissey Boulevard in Boston by like the septic tank that has
oh,
like...
Oh, I would never know this. I would never know.
I used to love that fruit stand. You could go in and just get a huge bowl of fruit for like $20. I'd fuck that shit up every time. Wait, I have a Boston topic because I feel like we should start
Ooh.
Talking about Boston and
yeah,
Miami.
Yeah, yeah. Oh my God. I honestly, it's insane the differences. Like, how happy I feel in Miami is, like, everyone's so nice. I don't want to, like, throw hands as, like, quickly, I guess I could say. Like, but honestly, maybe that's just because you know that people are down to stab you there. And they're not just, like, all talk. So maybe that's it.
I feel
but
like
I
you can
just,
get stabbed anywhere.
You can, but there is a nicer energy in Miami.
Even like that, right here.
That food stand that we went to,
food stands
in Miami,
are elite.
And like I loved that woman who was working. She was a cancer. It was all three of us. That woman. Do you remember that woman at that food stand in Miami? We were talking to her. Like,
your
for
memory
2 days in
like,
a row.
Is so crazy to me because you'll be like, I remember
it's
this the day, the smell in the air, what they were wearing, and I have no memory of anything.
Oh, it's insane. If there's stand? Actually a, oh,
if I write a book, I'm gonna have to refer to you for our childhood.
Please, honestly, because I could do dates like up to and months. I'm so serious. I.
Yeah,
like
you're
I,
always like, June 20, 2017 at 7 p.m., this happened to me. And I'm like, what?
No, seriously, my
How
first boyfriend
that?
In middle school, we started dating September 7th of 2010. We broke up on January 25th of 2011. I could tell you every person's like anniversary. Like, I'm so serious.
Still?
So, yeah, no, there's a thing called, I fucking wish I had the... I'm like, Jamie, pull it up. Is that what Joe Rogan's
producer
name is? Yeah, 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 pull it up. It's like, I think it's called, whatever. We'll talk about it later. I definitely have it. It's when someone can like very much remember dates because of certain things and certain events in their lives. I definitely
trauma?
Have it. I don't think it's
OCD?
Because of trauma. A lot of people that have that have dyslexia, which I also think I have as well.
Oh.
But it could be something about the OCD that makes me do that as well.
I'm really good at remembering numbers.
Yeah, phone numbers. You're so good at
phone
that.
Phone numbers.
So
I don't know why.
I'm so good at phone
I don't
numbers,
know. If
emails,
I got, if I, like something bad happened to me and I had to call someone, I wouldn't be able to call anyone.
Oh, I.
Without my cell phone.
I could call every number that mom and dad have had since we were in like.
I couldn't call anyone.
Our first number was.
1-888.
1-8, no, 1-988.
No.
1-888. Really?
That's the only one I remember. What were the other? I remember Sarah Bleeballs.
Membership number is our fucking landline that is no longer in service from 15 years ago. 617-770.
So everyone's going to use your CVS point.
Then I'll get your extra bucks. Joke's on you, bitches.
Yeah, no. Dates and numbers. Pretty cool. I kind of like it, though. It makes me feel like a superhero. I'm also like, I know that you said that, bitch. You said it on September 22nd at 9:47 p.m.
Don't wrong Tyler.
Don't
she will call you out.
Me, bitch. I got the receipts.
In my brain.
And
your brain
in my
is like a CVS receipt.
I've been telling people that I think that my brain is like a filing cabinet because I'm a Virgo moon, but I think it's the OCD.
It's definitely the OCD.
She's like, I think it's because I'm a Virgo.
Like a Virgo moon. I'm like, oh, you're a Virgo moon. Does your brain feel like this? And they're like, like kind of. And I'm like, okay, yeah. But now I'm like, oh, this makes sense. But I kind of like that to be able to like go back to a time and know what happened, what people were wearing, things like
yeah.
that. But not all the time. Like
no
I don't,
recollection.
Yeah.
I got nothing.
Yeah.
Wait, you know that trend that's like, we're girls, of course, blah, blah, blah.
Of course we're going to take screenshots of your dick pic in case we have to send them to your mom after you tell us you're going to kill us after we refuse to suck your dick.
Well, that's very niche.
Of course we're girls. Oh,
no, that was just
of course
funny.
We're girls. We're going to blame it on our Virgo moon instead of the fact we got a recent OCD diagnosis.
We're girls.
We're girls. We're going to drive past our ex-boyfriend's house every holiday and hope that he doesn't have another girl there.
Oh, with a different car and another sedate. We're girls.
We're girls.
Fuck you guys.
Okay. No, that is
I
my
feel
favorite clip.
No, that was about me.
Oh.
No, but I made it about you. I'm so sorry because that is my favorite clip of you guys.
That's
like even at
clip.
The live show, that was like once that clip started, I was like, okay, I'm recording this one because that's like the funniest fucking... Like, I don't know, the timing, everything, the laughs at the end. Oh my God, you're so silly. If I had a car, I would probably do the same thing. We're girls. Should we pull one of those cards?
Wait, did you guys know that there's more than just a G-spot inside of you?
Oh.
There's also like an A-spot and an O-spot. And I found this out last night.
Is the O-spot just the hole?
The O-spot is like the top of your hole, yeah. Right as you enter, like up above, the G-spot's a little bit further underneath. And then the A-spot is right in front of your cervix and you can reach it from your butthole. You can hit right into your cervix, like right above it, and that's the A-spot.
From your butthole?
Mm-hmm.
So we do have a spot in our butthole.
Is that
kind
what
of,
gives
yeah.
you those sharp asshole pains?
Oh,
maybe.
So I actually love that you guys know what I'm talking about because the first time I ever like had someone tell like I would ask people, do you ever like get like sharp pains in your asshole when you're taking
like
it like
stabbed.
From like doggy or if you even have a tampon in certain like positions? Everyone was like, no, it made me feel so alone for so long. And then one day, Kevin Acosta was like, do you guys ever, with me, Tucci, Kevin, and he's like, do you guys ever get random sharp pains in your asshole? And I was like, yes. And he was like, oh my God. And I was like, I've never felt so seen in a situation. Like, describe it to me. And he's like, no, like, you just want to go sit down and then you feel that pain. And
yeah.
I'm like, yes. And you have to shoot right back up.
Yeah.
Yeah. So men get
you're
those
like
too.
The Stephen Harvey meme where he's like, yes, sit yes. on it.
Yeah. Oh, that, I
yeah.
love that sound.
Yeah.
I love that TikTok. Yes, that was me like cheering. Oh my God. I never felt so sick.
But you know what I also didn't know? The G spot is the back end of your clit. It's your clit from the back. So your clit
gotta hit it from the back,
you,
back.
And your G spot is you stimulating your clit from behind.
I have no idea how my vagina works. I'm like you're like your clit's it goes.
Your clit is so shaped like a like those bones. Like
those. A tree root, kind of.
Yeah,
so
like
the tree
little...
root goes back into your vagina and you can stimulate it through like the your vaginal wall.
So maybe you had a pee. Like watching you do this made me hit a pee for some reason.
I've never fingered anyone before.
Like, come here,
come
woman.
Here.
Come
like,
here,
not
woman.
Even myself.
No, I don't finger
going
myself.
Like this, and she's like, is this what I'm supposed to do?
I learned it's about not. Toys and I was like, why the fuck would I ever go manual ever again?
Why would I ever go manual? You do that if you're like at someone else's house for 4 days, you're laying on their couch in the middle of the night. You're like, maybe I could.
No, I bring my toys. I bring my toys to people's houses.
Oh my God.
Not no, like I friends' don't. Houses, but like a man's house.
Yeah, no, no, no. If you're going to a man's sure. house, I'm obviously bringing my vibrator.
Yeah. If I'm like hooking up with you consistently, I'm making you buy sex toys to keep at your house so I don't have to keep lugging them and having TSA checks.
Yeah.
I honestly kind of like when TSA checks and they find something juicy. I feel like I gave them a little spice for their day, you know? I'm like, what if they needed that more than I did?
Yeah, they like put it in their... It's like a guy who wasn't...
He like smells the sex toy and he's like...
He has gingivitis. He's like fucking put it in his mouth. And then he puts it back in the suitcase and he's like, that girl's gonna get BV for sure.
Like, do they smell your panties?
I hope.
Like, when you travel back with dirty clothes, think about that. I never thought about it until now.
You have, like,
did TSA agents smell your dirty panties?
You have, like, blood marks and, like, skid marks?
What are you doing in your underwear, Tyler?
She's like, I'm having a ball.
I'm wearing them for 4 days straight. I'm going to New Orleans, and I'm not taking these panties off.
That's men. That's men.
No, not all men. No. You saw my boyfriend shower. Somebody cooked great there. Somebody cooked
He has Lush products. Somebody cooked there.
He only has Lush products. Every other product is mine.
Like, I said that to him. I go, why do you have so many Lush products? I go, someone cooked here. He goes, I cooked here, Jamie. I'm a barber. And I was like, what does that being a barber have to do with Lush products? Sounds like an excuse.
No, he's very hygienic is the word. Like, he's
he's got a good setup.
Low-key.
And everything's organized in the shower.
Two barbers. I've never dated a dirty barber. I'll be honest. Like, they're very definitely fucking clean.
He's the clean one.
Yeah.
And then Tyler's the dirty, stinky girl.
Yeah. No, it's actually hilarious. Like, I'll be, like, laying in bed. And I'll be like, dude, I just don't want to get up yet. Like, would you judge me if I stay stinky, like, right now for, like, a minute? And he's like, let's stay stinky. And then he'll be like, don't shower. I want to be stinky. And I'm like,
I had a boyfriend like that, too.
You know what I mean? Like, because it's like, we're all... I don't know. I love the way he smells. He likes the way I smell. I've literally told him when we first started dating, I'm like, I smell like Italian soaps. And he's like, I'm Italian. I was like, oh my God. You're
Me and Jamie
my
always
language.
Tell each other that we smell like onions. Like, it's I'll be real. Like, Jamie, I smell like onions. Sniff
Our uncle
me.
Jimmy smells the same way. I remember I smelled his BO recently and I go, you smell just like mom. And he goes, yeah, we have the same. He was like, we have the same BO. Come on. We're family. I was like, okay. Okay. I don't know, but we all smell like onions. It's a thing. So.
I don't know. What is it because we eat so many onions?
That's what I've been told. And
I've never been
onions.
Told I smell like onions from a man, though.
No one's ever been like, you full on smell like onions. It's more me being like, I smell like onions. And then they're like, oh my God, dude, you fucking smell like onions. But they're like, I like
I get
shit.
Musty.
I get musty. It depends. If I'm hot,
like musty
and, sweaty,
and dusty.
Like right now, maybe I smell like a little bit of onions. I don't know, but.
I get worried.
I was about smelling, to be like,
my BL gets so bad.
Wait.
You always say that, but I never
right now
smell
I
you.
Smell musty.
But I smell me.
No, I showered and put on that Dove spray that always makes you stay fresh.
It does. Dove, stay
like
fresh.
Is it the deodorant?
It's a spray deodorant.
I use love the that. One that gives me chemical burns and I still
oh my gosh,
use
she uses
it.
The Old Spice and I literally got chemical burns from that and that's why my armpits are stained yellow now.
No, mine are
is
stained
because of that.
Red a little bit. Like if you ever look at my pictures, like right here, it's like a little stained red and because it's like taken off like a layer of my skin. And she saw
Old
me.
Old Spice took a layer of your skin off?
Yeah, I use the antiperspirant or something like
it smells
perspirant
so good,
or whatever. Fuji. And it was funny. She saw me. She was like, oh my God, I used to use this, but it gave me chemical burns. I was like, oh yeah, it still gives me the chemical burns. I love this one. And she was like, what the fuck? Like, you need
I used to use the secret, like the one that you twist and it's like jelly. And then you have to like stay like this for like 10 minutes to dry your armpits.
I do remember that. Oh. I don't like that though.
I don't either. And it always like every time I put my clothes on, it would get wet. It would never be fully dry.
Yeah.
I used to use the Ban one. That's like a wet one is for like people who are really stinky and sweaty and I'm both of those things.
You say it's for people who are smelly and stinky and I was like, isn't that for poor people?
Oh, maybe my mom just said that because we were poor and she wanted me to think it was for stinky people and that I was stinky. Oh. Turns out we were just broke.
Stop.
So I use that and it never dried and I would always be fucking wet under my, and then that would make me sweatier because I was wet, you know?
Yeah.
It stimulates it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not a doctor.
I would say using glycolic acid on my armpits has been the best, and I rarely wear deodorant.
That's the thing that you maybe put on my butthole.
Oh my god, I bleached your butthole for you.
Yeah, she was like, put this on your butthole, it will bleach that's it. So I actually need to get it again, because like, that's so sick. Like, you put it on your
and you were like, does my butthole look lighter? I'm like, I don't know, spread them more.
I feel like my butthole's brown and I'm okay with that.
Yeah, I mean, like,
mine's brown.
My pussy, my coochie pink, my booty hole brown. I mean, dude, I've seen some fucking pink assholes. And I don't think I love you.
Yo, one of your friends has a pink, great butthole.
Pink assholes.
I know. You know which one I'm talking about.
I'm talking about her
the Twitter one.
That was the
fucking, Twitter girl?
Yeah.
She's the best pussy I've ever seen, too.
The nicest looking.
I used to send her pussy to everyone I know and be like, you want to see the most beautiful pussy and asshole in your life?
Oh, my God, yeah.
She put it on Twitter, guys.
Yeah, she did put it on Twitter. I was going to say, this wasn't like a thing circulating in a group chat.
Wait, can we give her a shout out?
Maybe not, because I don't think she does sex work anymore, so okay. I don't know if she would want to be known for that. But at the time when she had that post up, love you, girl. Your fucking pussy is
beautiful.
The prettiest thing I've ever seen, and same with your asshole. Like, literally the most fire body. She's very into fitness now. So
I have an innie pussy, and I hate it.
You've never eaten pussy?
No, I have an innie pussy.
I have an innie pussy, too.
It's, like, clammed up. Like, I feel like there's like another lip inside the lip, and I'm like, it looks weird.
I know. I've heard that. I personally,
I have that
as a woman who likes other women as well. I love all vaginas. I do think the ones that are out are cute. Oh my God, Jamie, we're not gonna pussy shame on the podcast.
We've had this conversation before. I feel like I'm getting deja vu.
Did we?
Yeah, and you're like, I don't
the
like
the viewers every pussy. Are like, this is the second time they've talked about
this. No, I just, like,
this.
I'm not super into women. I'm into women, but,
no,
like.
No, I get that.
I think I'm just, like, more comfortable with, like, people penises. Who look like me. In, like, okay, certain ways. That. Does that make sense?
No, that actually, I think, does make a lot of sense in certain ways. I totally understand.
But I've been super into girls, and I'm just, like, I can tell you don't have a nice pussy, and I just, like, can't.
There's no such
like,
thing
I wouldn't,
as a bad
like,
pussy.
I'd like them, and I want to be intimate with them, but I don't want their vagina.
Like, you've seen what it looks like?
I haven't seen what it looks like.
But you just know it'll
you're
be
just
bad.
Like, I love you the way you are. We don't
like,
honest,
some girls just give off, like, bad pussy vibes.
Oh, do I give off bad pussy vibes?
Bad pussy vibes?
You give off very wet pussy vibes.
Honestly?
Do I give off bad pussy vibes?
But you have to warm me up. Like, it used to, when I was younger, I could just get wet from, like, nothing. Now I feel like I need more foreplay.
Dude, I'm like, I don't know. I'm like the type of bitch, Mia Malkova talked about this, and I actually have never related more, but now in my life I relate to this. I feel like the idea of a dick not fitting in me, like, okay, Nolan's got a big dick. If he tries to have sex with me and I'm not, like, wet right away, like, we didn't have
foreplay. It's a struggle.
That fucking, not even that it's a struggle, the fucking struggle of him trying to put it in me dry, even though it's very rare, that turns me on.
Me too.
That gets me fucking wet.
Me too.
I'm like, the fact that this can't fit in me, that's so hot. And then
wait,
I'm like,
really?
Okay,
I'm like sitting there being like, fuck, I'm so sorry. Spit on it. Like, do we grab the lube? What's
no,
the
like, for some reason.
I like it for me, but I feel bad for them in that sense. I'm like, oh, like, spit on it, we'll get lube. But for me, I'm like, oh, I kind of like the challenge.
I like the challenge
of trying
to
make it fit.
I don't know why. Yes, honestly, for some reason. Literally, I'm telling you, Mia Malkova is the only one I've ever seen talk about this like this. And when I think I just started feeling this way, and then she posted the clip, and I was like, okay, I actually very much get it. It is the struggle. It's like, oh, it doesn't fit. So that makes me turned on because it won't fit inside me. So, like, then I get so wet. But, like, I will stay wet the entire time. Our normal rounds are, like, 30 to 45 minutes.
I stay, if I'm super into you and I like you, I'm so wet. I'm, like, soaked.
The whole time. I'll be wet.
Yeah, I'm, like, soaked. And then the moment, if I'm not that into it, I'm not. It's really about how into it I am.
For sure. And if I love you, oh my God, I'm like,
yeah, because I just want you.
Let's do it all day. Also, are you pausing this? Because I could go piss real quick. She's crashing. She's judging me. She's crashing.
I haven't had my dissociation phase of today.
Today is going to be the day that I'm going to dissociate.
You know what? I'm drinking Prime, and this is supposed to be an energy drink, and I feel more tired.
You're like, I think this is a downer. I think this is an
opioid.
Yeah, it
has 200 milligrams of caffeine.
Oh, it has heroin.
Oh, the Dirty Harry.
The Dirty
That's what I call everyone.
We are finishing this podcast up and heading out to MGM to open up and host for Uncle Laser in Springfield, Woo! Massachusetts, the 5th and 6th of January. This is actually coming out, you know, after the fact, but thanks for listening anyways.
Oh, are we going to do like a game or anything for a little?
Yeah.
I know. I was going to say, let's pull some fucking cards. I want to ask
play some fucking cards.
I love like answering spicy questions.
This is a dirt. It's called extra dirty.
I love a spicy
just like my martinis.
Oh, I'm not really a spicy martini.
All right, dirty girl.
Okay.
Do you think it's more important to shower before sex or after sex?
Ooh, honestly, it depends on what you're into.
That's so true.
I don't
That's
mind a little salt. I'm just kidding. No,
you like
but
a little musk.
Yeah, I like it sometimes. Like, there has been times where like Nolan came home and I full on like ate his ass after working a 12-hour day, and he's like, "I just worked," and honestly, it tasted great. So I was like, "That's fine." Like, if that's what your ass tastes like, dirty, like that's fine. But I don't know. Like, if I like, I don't know. I'm the type of person that if I'm gonna like. Sometimes I feel more comfortable after like a really nice shower. If you're going to go down on me, I want to feel clean. I don't want to feel like I'm overthinking or something
like
that.
Yeah, but there's definitely times I've had sex though where I'm like, I'm clean. Like right now I could have sex because I showered earlier. Even though we've been like running around, but if it gets like all sweaty, like sometimes you get really hot and sweaty with the other person and you're like covered in like a film of sweat and like your juices are everywhere and you can just like smell like sex. So I think taking a shower after, fuck, I don't know.
I need both. Before like, and I like after. Both. I want to have sex and feel clean,
honestly,
so I'm not overthinking.
I usually do neither.
And then I need to have shower sex after.
No, honestly, like, if I'm being real, my ideal situation is, like, we get ready. Maybe it's, like, 3 or 4. We go have a few drinks. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm not, like, a planner. But, like, this is, like, a good sex night for me.
I'm not
we
a planner. I just have OCD and I'm a Virgo moon.
Yeah, I just have OCD and I'm a Virgo moon. Not a planner at all. Love to go with the flow. But... love a good martini, love some seafood, then like hang out, flirt the entire time. And then you're just kind of talking about like, okay, this is what we're going to do when we get back. And then like you smoke a blunt, then you go home, you're like feeling really vulnerable and then you fuck it out. Like I love that. And then if it's so good, you don't get it. You don't get into the shower because
you just lay in your filth.
I love that. Even getting up to go pee, like so I don't get a UTI. Worst fucking feeling. To the point where I'll make Nolan come pee with me. I'm like, if I have to pee after this, you should have to be a part of it. This is my aftercare. Come spend time with me in the bathroom because sometimes it takes me a second to pee. So I need the water on and I need to put my hand in it to feel the warm water to really make myself
make
go pee every
pee?
Time. Sometimes That's after so sex, funny. I feel like I have to piss like immediately. I remember you used to tell me, you're like, if you feel like you're going to come, it's going to be piss. Just let it go. And I'm
no,
like,
I
girl,
said,
that's
you feel like you're gonna, if you're going to feel like you're going to pee, it's going to be squirt.
So okay, no,
go.
I know. But at the time, I think you told me this when you were in high school. So I think you were like, it's an orgasm. And now I'm like, babe, I'm going to piss all over that dick. So yes. There's some times where I feel like I'm going to pee after. And then there's some times where I feel like I'm not going to. It doesn't matter how good of it was. It's a toss up. So sometimes I
can't
need to put
squirt
my
like
hand.
Every time. I don't know what it is.
I've squirted once in my life and it was on someone's leather couch. It was the first person I ever slept with. And he took a picture of it. Like, I remember I was like on my knees and he was behind me on his knees. And we were like, you know, the end of the couch is right here, literally right here. I'm facing this way. And I felt water just like come out of me. I was so fucking scared. I was like, my water broke. Like, what just happened?
You weren't even pregnant.
I know. I was not pregnant, but I could have been. I was 15.
You're like, it's a cryptic pregnancy.
I'm scared. Yeah, it was
so scared.
I remember
there was cum on my vagina. I was like, I'm pregnant.
Yeah, no, like, that should scare me. And I immediately went to the bathroom to like dry myself because it was so much like squirt. And he took a picture with the flash on of the leather couch and it was a puddle and put it on Snapchat and wrote, just made bae squirt.
Who did this?
My first high school boyfriend. Or my first, the person I lost my virginity to. Yeah.
What shit do you need to let go of?
Oh my God, next question. So many things. Everything anyone's ever done to me in elementary school, middle school. There's some things I've let go. Because like I know who I am and I know I'm that bitch. But I feel like, I don't know, I'm OCD.
Basically, if you've hurt me, I need to let go of that.
Yeah, I'm a Cancer. I don't fucking... My 2024 January co-star thing said that in 2024, you'll finally get over your fifth grade breakup. And I was like, no, I won't. Don't put me through that. I'm not healing through that. Like, I just can't. So,
all right.
That's being a Cancer.
What's the pettiest reason you've stopped seeing someone?
Oh, fuck. So many petty things. But also, I don't think I'm that petty.
I think it's just setting boundaries.
I think it is just setting boundaries. Straight up, I don't think I'm petty. I think that, like, I've been emotionally immature in situations and whatever. And maybe I didn't behave the right way, but you still hurt me. So if I had the right communication skills in that situation, I could be like, no, you did this, so I'm leaving. Bye. Oh. But at the time, I didn't know how to properly say that. So then, okay. in turn, I was toxic and petty.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I get that.
But y'all deserved it.
So. What's the pettiest ick you've gotten for a man?
Pettiest ick?
Mm-hmm.
One time, the guy who I lost my virginity to, he would come like, and I remember when I was little, I was like, you look like a girl. If I wanted to date a girl, I would date a girl. Why do you come like a girl? But now if a guy came like that, I'm like, that's the hottest thing ever.
No,
but
I've definitely had guys come and they come like a woman. I don't know how to explain it.
No, and that's hot itself. Like, I'm not shaming that now, but this is, keep in mind, I was fucking 16 and having sex. Of course, I was like immature and I was too young to be having sex. But at the time, as a kid, I was like, that's fucking, you look like a bitch.
That's gay. Do you think there's an age, well, like, because you're saying you had sex at 16, that's too young to having sex.
You shouldn't have sex at
I had sex at 16.
I know, and yours was a good experience, but also, I feel like, very circumstantial. Mom was not nice about that. I don't know. There's just so many things. I don't know.
I don't think I should have been having sex at 16.
That's what I'm saying. It was definitely harmful for me. I don't think that that's for everybody. I'm not saying that kids should go out and fucking experiment and do that stuff. I know for sure. I definitely have friends
not doing it.
Yeah.
But I watched those girls whose parents kept them caged and then they became whores and got knocked up or like really early on and like put themselves in bad situations because they didn't experience like real dating. So I'm gonna let my kids date, but I'm gonna like teach them how to date and the things that they should look for, because I don't want to like shield them from that and then they go off to the real world and have no idea and get taken advantage by people.
For sure.
I want to model a good relationship to my kids.
Yeah,
that's my goal.
Oh my god.
And like show them that, because we never had that model, any of us.
No, never. The only thing that mom ever said about men that I was like, okay, and I didn't actually like listen to it at the time because I was a ninth grader, she was like, if a guy asks you more than once to do something and you already told him that like, no, I don't feel good, I don't want to do this, he does not fucking respect you, do not do it. And that was the one thing that she actually said to me that was like valid. And I don't know, I don't think I'm ever gonna be a shamey person. I'm very sex positive. I'm very who I am because of our mother.
I loved my mom being so sex positive
that she was like that. Yeah, no, the fact that she talked about masturbation with us, like things like that, I definitely am so grateful for that. And I talk to Nolan about that all the time. I'm like, if we have kids, you think like I'm not gonna talk about this in a healthy, appropriate
age
way.
Appropriate,
there are so many ways to talk
about it.
People
are like, why do you have a sex podcast? I'm like, my mom has been talking about sex to me since I was a kid, so I would be aware of what's good, what's not, adults, like everything.
Yeah.
Understanding my body.
She projected a little bit, but
yeah, for sure.
She didn't have the healthiest terms, but she got the job done. I mean, we're fucking, oh my God, I think this is the groomer. Sorry, guys.
Okay, I'm actually going to ask you one final question.
Okay, I know, I'm so sorry,
guys. If you have one, you can too.
Have to go to the groomers, I'm a stepmom.
If you had $100,000 to spend on an object you could fuck one time, what would you buy?
An object I could fuck? A fucking UFO with a bunch of aliens in it. And a fucking table. They fucking tie me to and probe me. Maybe, probably. I don't know.
I feel like you would love that.
Could you buy a spaceship for $100,000? I don't know. That seems a little low.
I don't know. I don't think that they would. They do our currency or our money.
We could go to like a NASA auction.
No, I don't. I really don't know. But $100,000 for a thing that fucks you sounds a little weird. Okay, maybe like a Sivian the size of a horse.
I literally was thinking a horse, and then I thought of a Sivian too. That's so funny.
So maybe like a horse Sibian?
Like an alien Sibian.
Yeah, like an alien, like a tentacle size, but it's like on top of like the horse like object, but you're so on the horse that you can't get off.
It's like a mechanical bull at a bar, but it has a Sibian on it.
Okay, that's my answer.
A Sibian is a thing that you literally mount and ride, and it has like a dick that fucks you.
I love those videos.
And you can masturbate on it. Yeah, they're great.
There was this one guy who I've never hung out with him, never hooked up with him, anything, but he would literally be like, come to my house and I'll tie you to my Sibian and I'll leave for an hour.
That's hot.
And
that's
that is the hottest
thing I've ever heard. And I told him the only reason why I'm considering this is because he told me he would leave. And he was like, valid, I've done it before. And I was kind of like, how many girls have ridden the Sibian? I'm not feeling as special anymore. And I think I'm going to have to decline.
Okay. So. Have you ever taken a substance to impress somebody that never actually like hit you and you lied about it? Like, have you ever smoked weed with somebody?
Oh my God, the first time I got drunk, 100%. But we all lied. So I don't know if that counts. I think we all, it was like, we all shared a beer our first time. Oh. And it was like crazy. Mom got arrested because you fought her that night. And I remember I was pretending to be drunk. Like, oh my God, I'm so fucked up. Like, my mom's going to kill me. And choke off. He was like, your mom's in jail, babe. You don't have to go anywhere.
I think you called me that night too. And I was like, don't worry, mom's in jail. Like, I took care of it.
But I think I thought I was drunk. I don't know. I was like 12. And like, this was like before I was like hard drinking at 12. Like, this was like my first beer.
Light drinking.
Yeah, like light. We're all splitting a beer bottle that I stole from mom's house. And it was like in a bottle. And we were, I remember we all like walked and we poured the beer in our Gatorade bottles. And we're like, we're going to get so shitted.
So drunk.
And we walked
right
the strip like and all. And we were like, yeah, we're like those bitches like drinking out of Gatorade
That's
bottles.
That's so funny.
We take close in 3 minutes.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, we're fine. They told me we can go get her in 20 minutes, but I just figured we'd wrap it up and then I'd go run over and grab her.
I thought you only had 3 minutes. I was like, we got to wrap this up.
No. I felt bad. But,
okay.
So, yeah, we're going to pick up a dog.
Like, the first time I got drunk, I was got sexually assaulted. So that was fun.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah. And then I was like, fuck this. I'm not drinking again. Didn't drink for like 2 years. I drank one night and then, yeah.
I'm nervous. You're gonna say I drank one night and got assaulted again. I
honestly think that's what happened.
Don't assault women. Why would you do that? We're so cute and sweet.
It's because we're too cute and sweet.
I know. They're like, fuck, I just have to assault
you.
Oh,
those shoulders just get me every time. I just gotta punch a bitch and
Who?
I don't know. I'm talking like men.
Yeah.
Shoulders, man, they get me.
Oh yeah, cover
shoulders.
Up.
Shoulders. Shoulders.
Harum. Thank you for coming on
Thank
again.
You. Sorry, guys.
Guys, this is my sister. Did we start it and preface it as you're my sister?
Yeah.
And we're in the basement. Help me.
Get us
this
out.
This is the only basement of any of my boyfriend's houses that I've been in that I actually enjoy. So thank you for coming to my boyfriend's basement. This was Two Girls, One Blonde. I'm Tyler 47, and we'll see you later.
No. Oh, yeah. You're so there you're natural. Go.
Where can we find you?
Tyler 47, 2Ys on Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter.
And my, Spotify.
And Spotify is Tyler 47 with 1Y. And my OF is Tyler crying because I cry a lot.
There we go.
She's like, I take it so good. I'm bawling my eyes out.
Yes, every time. You won't know what kind of video you're going to get because I'm just always crying.
I love it.
Thank you guys
so much, seriously, for
listening. We're still doing the raffle for the Chill Steel Pipe. So we've gotten a couple screenshots where people send in their reviews. Make sure you send us a review. 5 stars on Apple Podcasts. We can jump up in those rankings. We're going to pick somebody to win a Chill Steel Pipe bomb.
Hell yeah. Okay. Brother.
All right, we love you guys.
Bye.